Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed India's commitment to achieving green development and net zero targets. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the fourth RE Invest Global Renewable Energy Meet. Mr. Modi also dedicated to the nation the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. The Prime Minister said, despite being a developing country, India has achieved its climate commitments set in Paris 9 years ahead of the target. He also stressed on the ample job and skill opportunities lying in the renewable energy sector for youths. Mr. Modi said, the pro-climate principle is a core part of India's commitment, which includes promoting mission life and a circular economy approach. He also unveiled the plans of his government to develop 17 cities in the country as solar cities. The Prime Minister urged all stakeholders and global representatives to invest in India's ever-emerging green energy sector. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, highlighted India's significant stride in clean energy sector. He said India has recorded 86% growth in this sector. The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on 18th of this month. These districts are Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban, Anantnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian. Our correspondent reports that during further scrutiny, nominations of 37 candidates were rejected from among the hopefuls in 40 constituencies. During the scrutiny, 449 candidatures were found valid. The polling for second and third phase will be held on 25th of September and 1st October. The results will be declared on October 8. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has 90 seats, including 74 general seats, 7 reserved for scheduled castes and 9 for scheduled tribes. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the 8th India Water Week 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi tomorrow. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 from 40 foreign countries, will participate. More than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition. Addressing a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, Secretary, Ministry of Jal Shakti, Deboshree Mukherjee said a good water management will accelerate the economic growth of the country. She said the event will serve as a global platform to elicit ideas and opinions from global level decision makers, innovators and stakeholders in the field of water resources from across the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed their greetings on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. In her message, the President said the Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society. She urged the people to imbibe the teachings of the Holy Quran and resolve to build a peaceful society. The Vice President asked the people to remember Prophet Hazrat Muhammad's ideals of compassion, justice and humility by integrating them into our daily lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that harmony and togetherness will always prevail and there will be joy and prosperity all around. The India Meteorological Department has issued a warning for extremely heavy rainfall in Jharkhand today. Speaking to the Akashvani News, IMD scientist R.K. Jinnamani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Gangetic West Bengal, North Chhattisgarh and North Odisha. He said that the deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal is still moving slowly towards the west-northwest area. Benchmark Indian equity indices hit fresh all-time highs in today's early trade as investors anticipated a rate cut by the U.S. Federal Reserve, which further fueled positive market sentiment. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 293 points to hit a new fresh peak of 83,184 points. NSE Nifty also jumped 90 points to hit a new fresh high of 25,446 points. However, profit taking at higher levels caused the indices to trade flat in the afternoon session. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.